The Department of Homeland Security is considering expanding its ban on large electronics in plane cabins, according to reports today. Right now, the ban covers flights to the U.S. from 10 airports in the Middle East and North Africa, but an expanded ban would include flights to the U.S. from Europe. Here to take a look at this is Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Jeremy.
And we should say this is a ban like on laptops. You can't bring on these flights right now a laptop into the cabin with you. Mm-hmm. Why do we think that they want to expand this to Europe?
Yeah, so it's laptops, cameras, tablets, so anything really bigger than a cell phone. And for the same reason, so that they put the ban in place in those 10 majority Muslim countries in the first place. And that's because intelligence had indicated that ISIS was developing a way to put explosives into these devices and bring them onto planes. And so the concern is now that anybody trying to do that would actually just go to Europe first and then fly to the U.S.
Hmm. And if there was some kind of an explosive inside one of these devices, wouldn't that be caught by the security scanners?
You would think, right? But this is sort of a little bit of a technological arms race. And the U.S. government has been studying this, has done tests, and has found fake explosives hidden in laptops. They've seen cases where it does get through security scanners. Now, what the airlines say is, well, maybe we should just swab everything that goes through. So swab every laptop, every tablet. Mm-hmm. European airline regulators are worried about actually putting all those devices into the cargo hold because they say that can increase risk of a fire. So there are concerns about putting this kind of ban into place.
There are also concerns on the part of the airlines because a lot of the people that want to bring these devices on board are business travelers.
Yeah.
And if they have the choice of flying another airline where they can bring the device on board, they're going to do that rather than fly Emirates or Qatar Airways or one of these. What's been the impact on the airlines from the original ban?
Yeah, so Emirates, which is based in Dubai, has actually seen reduced demand, and they have cut 20% of their flights to the United States, and they have blamed these measures. And I have talked to executives who say that they have changed their flights. People fly like three times a month, you know, from Asia to the U.S. in first class so they can get work done. Mm-hmm. They've actually changed airlines so that they can bring their laptops with them. But now this is going to restrict that if they can't go through Europe, which is a major, major transit point.
Isn't there also a concern, though, about putting these devices in the cargo hold? Because many of them have lithium-ion batteries, which have been known to start fires.
Exactly. And so that's a risk that European regulators have raised. That's something that airlines also say. And the other thing is, like, passengers don't want to do that. You don't want to put your laptop into a checked bag and then see it tossed on the tarmac, you know, and come up those conveyor belts. So it's going to disrupt just how passengers enjoy flying nowadays.
And I imagine we're going to hear some reaction from the airlines if this new ban is put on flights coming in from Europe.
Yeah, absolutely. This would just affect a lot more. They're calling it a logistical mess. Airlines are good at handling logistics. I'm sure they can figure it out. But I think the bigger issue is just what do people do if they can't bring laptops on planes, especially those people who are really paying the big money for those seats.
That's Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Kurt, thank you.
You got it.